Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Greed can be a good thing. Greed can be a bad thing. Could the Texans get greedy at the wide receiver position? They've already brought in Stephon Diggs. They got Nico Collins. They got Tank Dell. Do you think there's any scenario where on day two of the draft, the Texans draft a wide receiver? Or do you think they're just going to keep it moving there? Could we see some greed?
The greed comes in the supply, right? What have we talked about with this draft, or what have you heard draft nerds talked about? The deep wide receiver class. There are guys that are going to be available, and I think running back is a little different here because it's more of an undervalued position, so I think there will be high-quality running backs available to you in the second round. But with the wide receiving position, it's the depth of it to where – a Ricky Pearsall from, and I think I'm saying that right, from Florida, could be available to you. A Troy Franklin from Oregon could be available to you.
He's had 17 visits, I think.
Dude, these dudes are going to possibly be there waiting on you. And it's like, okay, do I pass on that? Would it make sense to you? Loopholes, y'all let me know if it makes sense to you to pass on a talent like that, depending on how much you like them. But does it make sense to you to pass on a talent like that could be a first-round talent in other drafts because you've got one more year? You've got 1 year of Stephon Diggs.
1 year of Nico Collins.
One more year
of Noah Brown.
Like, I mean, it's a do-or-die year for John Mechie. It's a cap casualty possibility type of year for Robert Woods. Like, if you're thinking about two-year increments, okay, here's a guy that's going to be on your roster for the next, you know, 3-4 years if it works out. Wide receiver position, depth there, and possibly bumping him up in the pecking order. So to me, I don't want to dismiss the idea of them drafting wide receiver just because of the quality of talent that's going to be available to them at that spot. I think that's going to be kind of too much to overlook, even if they might end up with a defensive tackle or a cornerback. There'll be all kind of positions available, but wide receiver is going to be among them. And you don't just look at the position group and be like, oh, I got Stephon Diggs now, we're good. Oh, I got Nico Collins and Tank Dell now, we're good. Tank Dell, the only one of those three that's under contract past this year.
Yeah.
So, to me, you should be planning for the future.
Well, yeah.
And trying to stockpile talent.
And that's what you just said. B. Scott in for John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. We'll hear from C.J. D'Amico and Will Anderson in a second. That's the thing that I think they still need to look at is the future. Because would it shock me if the Texans were a AFC or Super Bowl contender this year? No, it wouldn't. I mean, there's a lot of pieces. There's a lot of reasons for optimism. But I don't think you all of a sudden start functioning like you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you're like, what you're looking at it in almost a one-year window where it's like, all right, we got to add this receiver, or we got to add this one position. I do still think you need to acknowledge that two-year window. And if you're looking at the two-year window and you're looking at next year and what the state of the team's going to be, there's a chance that wide receiver is going to be a dire need. or you're going to have to figure something out, even if you bring back Nico Collins. Because if you're not going to bring back both Nico and Stephon, then you're going to have to decide between that and then Noah Brown, Robert Woods are going to be a year older. So it could end up being a dire need. And it's not like you're drafting someone and putting them on the bench. They can help you this year. So I do think that as exciting as things are right now and as good as they can get, and as much as we're throwing out words that we haven't been even imagining throwing out the last few years, I don't think you completely abandon that two-year window when it comes to making decisions.
Right now as we sit here, all right, just a few days ahead of the draft, what feels like if you had to guess, what do you feel like the likelihood of them being able to bring back both Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins would be? Especially if everything works out the way you want it to. Not if, you know, they bomb the season and, you know, or a guy gets hurt or anything like that. Like, these guys are healthy. They're contributors to you. They play relative to their expectations, and the Texans are doing a lot of the things that you expect them to do. What's the likelihood feel like of even bringing both of those guys back anyway? Like, so you're still going to be – I feel like either way, you're going to be in a similar position as you were this year. You'll probably have at least two receivers that you feel good about, because you're going to – I feel like you'll probably bring back at least one of them. But the likelihood of bringing back both of them feels pretty low to me.
Yeah, it feels low. And if you do, I think even then you're looking at Stephon Diggs, like, what, he's going to be 31? You're going to give him a two-year deal or something? I mean, it's not like he's going to go on the market and get a five-year deal or something like that. So where would that be? That would still be kind of short-term. So I just don't, you know, there's some teams that function where you're one piece away from a Super Bowl. I like the Texans roster. I think there's a lot of reason for hope. I love the way that the coaches tend to coach these guys up, but I don't think they're to the point right now where you're a move away from a Super Bowl. I think if you are, then I think it can be something impactful. Like, the Lions, they didn't necessarily need Jahmyr Gibbs last year, and they drafted him. They took LaPorta in the second round. That was kind of what propelled them to getting to where they hadn't been in a long time. So I'm hoping that they're still keeping that two-year window, that mindset somewhat open as they approach this draft and they look at the state of the roster and everything that they can do with these pieces that they have, as well as the pieces that they can add.
But, and this is also, to me, the benefit of getting the previous offseason right and then this offseason right leading up to this point. So let's just think of it with this draft now. I know the offseason's not over with, but leading up to this draft now, you've gotten two straight offseasons where you've got things right. You've got some institutional pieces. The most important position, obviously, with quarterback, feel good about your head coach. We know all the other positions that you feel good about. This is the benefit of getting those two offseasons right, to where now you're picking with these two picks in the second round, you're in a position where you don't have to sit there and say, hey, I got to have this because we don't have a foundational piece at this position or in this position group or whatever it is. No, we've got good bones here, and we can just take swings at players that we think raise our ceiling.
And I think that's where it gets better, too, is if you can keep getting guys on rookie deals, then I think you benefit. So yeah, if they do decide to take a wide receiver, and let's say that wide receiver performs similar to what Tank Dell performed last year, then all of a sudden, like when Nico comes up, if you're having the discussion, if you draft a wide receiver and whatever wide receiver you like ends up just completely setting things on fire like Tank did last year, if you're having the discussion, well, should we keep this guy on his rookie deal or let Nico Collins walk? That's not – you could be having much worse discussions, because eventually it's going to catch up. That's why Buffalo, Miami, that's why they had to do what they did this offseason, where they said goodbye to folks. So if you put yourself in position to where you can let some guys walk and you can replace them with young guys on rookie deals, I think that's kind of the key. I think that's kind of the puzzle that I think all GMs should be trying to figure out, is how do we get – guys on rookie contracts that can perform at the elite level, and then all of a sudden you can churn the roster and keep upgrading. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, it's why I also didn't want to get too fixated on the idea of Stephon Diggs being the number one wide receiver. Like, we understand him coming in being the most accomplished guy, that he's the number one wide receiver, but for the Texans' benefit, this could play out in ways where, like, okay, well, what if he's not? You let him go next year. Hey, Nico Collins emerges. That's somebody that you pay. And then, by the way, you drafted some guys to, you know, between Tank Dell the previous year, and then if there's another guy that you draft this year, to where you still feel like that you've got a pretty decent staple of wide receivers. Like, it doesn't, to me, I like the idea of, instead of just automatically assuming that Stephon Diggs is going to be the top receiver on this team, which he might be, looking at it as a wide receiver number one tryout. There's three guys on the team that you feel capable could, or are at least capable of being a number one on any given day. See how that plays out. Add another dude into the mix, and you feel like you got some depth there. Like, to me, again, it is the benefit of having a high floor team. Now you can focus on your ceiling. I'm with that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Don't stop playing chess just because things are good.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. Stay true to that.
I feel like you've already got a pretty high floor, man. Like, you're,
it's high.
You are not. I would be shocked if the Texans are a bad football team this year. So now you just focus on, you know, sprinkle a little bit on top. I mean, it's the benefit of it. I don't know, man. Soak it in. Soak it in, Texans fans. Like, you can bring in an extra receiver. You can go running back in the second round because you've got all of these things going for you already.
Yeah, if they fall in love with the running back, get it.
Do it.
Two-headed monster. You need multiple running backs that can make plays, that can impact you, that can help your defense.
Yeah, and any guy that you draft would be a high, like, any guy that you draft in the second round would be a higher draft pick than Nico Collins was, a higher draft pick than Damian Pierce was, guys that you either are excited about or have been excited about in the past.
And I don't like talking about positions like and generalizing them. Like, yeah, you don't take a running back early. Well, what if it's the top guy? What if you think this guy's a badass and you're the first team to take a running back, and you think that guy can spell Joe Mixon or eventually be the guy that you rely on? That's as impactful as anything. I mean, you can sit here and just draft a D lineman, and if it's just a normal D lineman, that's not as impactful as having an elite two-headed monster at running back. Although, I don't know, do they still want to run the rock?
Yeah.
I mean, it was one of their rally cries. Now all of a sudden we got all these receivers. Do they want to run the rock or not?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, Joe Mixon, I think, is going to be just as much a receiver probably as he is a running back, the way this offense is probably going to look. But I would also look at it like this, man. You're adding to a team. I don't feel like you're drafting a guy, and I feel like the likelihood is low, but maybe. But I don't feel like you're drafting a guy necessarily in the second round who's solving your problems at a given position. Like, you hear that a lot. Hey, don't draft this because you got too many needs. Well, like, who's the guy that you're necessarily drafting, and what position are you drafting where it's like, okay, that's going to fix it.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
Like that's going to be that's going to solve that issue. Like, to me, it's all supplemental at this point, especially for where you're drafting it.
The last time the Texans went into a draft and they said, okay, you know what? The second round, we need to draft a defensive lineman, defensive tackle. We got to do this. And they passed on the running back or the receiver. They ended up with Ross Blacklock. He lasted 2 years. Jonathan Taylor went after that.
Yeah.
So don't get in a position where you're saying we just need to draft a defensive tackle in the second round. Coming up next, did the Astros get woke up? And it's happening again. Social media is a hell of a drug. Next.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.